Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. As I usually say, I hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. Wish you a good day if it's repeat program on Friday. If it happens to be a recording you're listening to on my webpage, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, or a podcast, I wish you the rest of the day. I want to give you the telephone number to give me a call. I do that every once in a while, 939-333-1010. And again, in order to access the recordings of this program and read about the vision, goal of this program, please, visit my website, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. Get the information on the past programs, but also if you want to be a sponsor and help me out and help WIPR in terms of its mission in this world. So let's get going. I think the title of this particular program is the Flow World. It kind of goes in part from the program I had with our guest Lily Garcia Catala, Sigo Fluyendo, her new book, but it kind of ties in with an event that took place. It has to do with a funeral, and then the podcast I listened to on the way to that funeral, and then the Olympics and things that are happening with some articles on people dealing with later years in their life and how they're able to handle it. So let's get going. Okay. we all have these issues as to what to go to, what to excuse ourselves from. And I've mentioned in past, there's the FOMO, a fear of missing out, and I certainly suffer from that. And then there's other people kind of go more on the other pole, which is JOMO, joy of missing out. They really kind of have good times when they excuse themselves and don't go to things. But I suffer from JOMO and have no regret about it. And one of the JOMO events is whether to go to a funeral or not. Of course, all through your life, that's a decision you have to make. And I had a interesting conversation with a client. Their father, their three brothers and father died, and I'm considering going up to the funeral in Buffalo, New York. And they're kind of all of them saying the same thing. Man, you really want to come up here? It's snowing, it's below zero, the chill factor. And really, you think about it, it's not going to be a very good trip. And of course, two things, I do want to go if I can, and for various reasons. But, in terms of the cold, I tell them I grew up in Saranac Lake, the Lake Placid area, the Adirondacks. We were colder than Buffalo. We used to compete with International Falls, Minnesota. Proud that we won that particular day as being the coldest in the nation. So with that, and I was telling the person that I kind of strange. I don't know you listeners out there, but I like to go to funerals, and not only does it give me peace to sort of meditate on the whole process of death, but I always learn so much from the eulogy and what I learned about the person who has died and the family. And then, of course, there's an opportunity to talk and certain more depth with some people that are there at the funeral. So in this particular case, it's the wife of a second cousin, Joel Gonzalez Robanace. He's more or less my age, maybe a year older, and his wife is more or less, my age, and she passed away, and I had never met her. I know Joel from when I was with the United Way, and we were working with SER, the Puerto Rico, and he was the president of the board, and we put together an alliance between United Way, Fondos de Puerto Rico, and SER, and a couple of times met him and had conversations with him. Not a strong relationship over the years, although, you know, because it's a family tie. And I wanted to sort of go down and say hello to him and meet him again and see how things are going and meet his family, et cetera. So I basically decided to go down to Ponce on a Sunday. Went biking in the morning, about 20 miles biking, and had a nice brunch and read the newspaper and off I went. And when I get in the car and put the, because I don't know where the, I've never been to this Colegio Ponceño, is where the chapel was, where the funeral was going to be held. And I put the blue tooth in order for, you know, the wave to get me to the place, and pops up, you know, the podcast, and the first podcast is by the, I've talked in the past, one of my favorites, the Happiness Lab, and another podcast is by Arthur Brooks, a professor at Harvard Business School. Happiness Lab is by Dr. Lauri Santos, a professor in Yale. And the particular title of the podcast that pops up in the screen is Resume versus Eulogy Values. I said, wow. You know, here I am going to a funeral, a podcast that I didn't really put down. It just popped up on my screen. I think my son put that all together. He eliminated one that comes on that I don't like. He eliminated one that comes on that I don't like. And so this comes on. And a really interesting podcast. And Arthur Brooks is the guest. And they have this discussion on the difference between the values that you put in your resume. Another podcast that came later would call them transactional values. And the values that come out in a eulogy during a funeral, or in an obituary to a great extent. Obituaries are not quite as good as what's come out in the funeral. And of course, the transactional are, you know, what schools you went to, what degrees you got, where you worked, what awards you received, what sports or was artistic or musical or wherever your hobbies were, and what civic organizations you belong to, and all that kind of stuff. But no, a resume won't say. Well, I mean, sometimes it'll say a hard worker, responsible, that kind of thing. But all, you know, very much tied to the business and to the profession for the kinds of jobs you're looking for. But the important values of is he cooperative? Is she kind? Is she loving? Or, you know, a very difficult person to deal with. None of that comes out in resumes. And it reminded me of Steve Covey's book, you know, Seven Habits of Highly Successful Persons. And I think it's the first chapter. He asks you to imagine your funeral, and there you are, you know, in the casket, and you're listening what people are saying about you, and what would you like at that moment for persons to say about you at your funeral. Those are the eulogy values, and this other podcast that came out, then it was the Transactional versus Flow Worlds. How to Develop a Meaningful Life, and it's a book, and it's based on design thinking Stanford professors. Again, very similar to the resume versus the eulogy values. And of course, the flow, I was kind of smiling because you felt it that morning. Well, it was a new one. It was, they left about 12:30. The funeral was at 2 o'clock, and you have this coincidence or not, or causalities. There you are going to a funeral, and you have the eulogy, and you have the flow, and you have this chance to meditate. The whole trip becomes, you know, highly enjoyable, highly meaningful, and a really learning experience as you tune in and concentrate on these great podcasts. I mentioned, you know, my guest Lily Garcia Catala and her book, you know, Sigo Fluyendo, I Keep Flowing. And by coincidence, I was just thinking, you know, this word flow, and it keeps on coming up, and I had already made arrangements for her to be a speaker at San Juan Rotary this coming Tuesday, and we were, it was going to be on as a end of life coach. It was going to be on that whole process of grieving. A new podcast came in, and it happened to be the podcast that my son has put together, and it happened to be Lily Garcia Catala. That was a great program with her. So I gave her a call. Once I got back, and I told her about, you know, flow and how that keeps on coming up. And we trying to decide, you know, what is the title of the presentation next Tuesday at San Juan Rotary, and it's going to be Mindful Living, 3 points, 3 periods, you know, Mindful Death, and incidentally, you out there, if you're interested in assisting it'll be at the AFDA in Condado area, and it starts punctually at 12:30. So if you're interested in coming in a Lent punctually at 1:30, the talk will be about a half an hour, then we'll have about 10 minutes or so, 10 to 15 minutes or so of questions. So if you're interested in coming to that presentation, give me a call at this 939-333-1010, and I'll have your name there so that they can expect you when you arrive. This area of the flow of coincidences that take place are really surprising, as, and it's kind of, you have to let things move along and take the decisions based on gut, you know, instead of completely always practical. Then the funeral. Okay, so we it's a beautiful chapel at the school, Colegio Ponceño de Niños, and it was one of the nicer funerals I've gone to. The children, three of them, one of them representing the children, gave a great talk where you got to know their mother. She had suffered from Alzheimer and had been bedridden for 7 years. I didn't know the situation as to how she died, and knew very little about her, really. I knew Joelle, but not his wife. I'd never met her. And then the grandchildren talked. I think there were five of them, one representing and other aspects as grandchildren of their grandmother. And then Joelle talked as the husband, and it was the most personal eulogy that I've ever heard. How he suffered through those 7 years, and she could not talk during that period of time. Only by the eyes. I keep on learning about Alzheimer. I didn't realize that Alzheimer can lead to just, you know, this bedridden, completely situation where the person is silent, can't talk, and basically very little movement. But he talks about how difficult that was, but how she never complained, and at times he wasn't sure that she was understanding as he was talking to her. Sometimes she would, with her eyes, he could tell that she was understanding. But it was a very touching, eulogy, and a very personal one that I, that really was very deep and, you know, went deep into my soul. As you know, in they give out this little recordatorios at the funerals, and her name by the way, Marta Rosa Fiol Mora, and she was born in 43 and died in 26, so one year older than me, but in this recordatorio. There was a statement, something that was put together, not for the funeral, but had been put together by her nurse, Belinda Rivera, and I'm going to read it in Spanish and give you a rough translation because it's so beautiful, within the values this captures the Yulee values that we're talking about in this podcast. So here goes, and I'm quoting. Dios no hace nada sin propósito. Aunque parezca que su vida está en silencio, ella sigue siendo un canal de amor y fe. Su sola existencia es una enseñanza. Nos recuerda la paciencia, la ternura y el valor de cuidar. A través de ella, Dios sigue trabajando en los corazones de quienes la rodean, formando compasión, humildad y entrega. No está aquí por casualidad. Su vida, aunque callada, sigue siendo un testimonio del amor de Dios que nunca abandona. Ella es un tesoro escondido, un alma que, aún sin palabras, cumple la misión de mostrar que toda vida tiene dignidad y sentido bajo los ojos de Dios. By Linda Rivera, and that was written as a letter that she sent to Joel in September of 2025. I said it wasn't written for the funeral. It was just a manifestation of something she just wanted to came forth, you know, voluntarily at a given moment, of this person who is bedridden and can't speak and yet still is not complaining and is still kindness and is still, you know, patience and humility and love. Let me put this thing in English for those who have a couple of minutes. Okay, I have a couple of minutes. Let me put it in English. God does everything with a purpose. Although it seems that her life is in silence, she continues to be a channel of love and faith. Just her existence is a lesson. It reminds us of patience, kindness, and the value of caring. Through her, God continues to work in the hearts that surround her, forming compassion, humility, and entrega. I can't come up with the translation of entrega. It's giving of yourself, as it would be the phrase. She is not here by coincidence. Her life, although silent, continues being a testimony of God's love that never abandons. She is a hidden treasure, a soul that even without words fulfills the mission of demonstrating that all lives have dignity and meaning under the eyes of God, by Belinda Rivera, Maria's nurse, is the way it's put down. You know, I don't know where I heard it, but it about Mother Teresa, and it was Dan Rather was an interview, and he asked Mother Teresa, what does she say when she prays to God? And Mother Teresa says, "No, I don't say anything. I don't say anything." And he says, "And what does he say to you?" He says, "No, he doesn't say anything. We both just listen." And the importance of silence last week we talked about Tavares and how how silence and the nature is so critical with the light, and this statement by her nurse, and then going back and reflecting on Mother Teresa, the importance of silence And it is one of the beautiful portions of the silence of a world. Okay, Hector has said that we run out of time in this segment, so let's take a pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.